Today's shiur is Masechta Shkalim Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the Gemara. In our previous shiur, we had learned that a machlokes in the Mishnah, how many chosamis, people who brought kabanis, as we described extensively in our previous shiur, would need to bring along with the carbon nesachim, and dependent on the animal that was being used for the Nesachim, that was the amount that the Torah prescribes. So if somebody brought a carbon, he needed to bring the Nesachim, he would come to the Beis HaMikdash and buy a ticket. The tickets represent the different tickets, obviously different prices, for different types of kabanas. So now the question is that the Mishnah discussed how many different chesamis were there. So we learned in the Mishnah that the opinion of Ben Azai was that there were five chesamis. We learned that according to Ben Azai, they were written in an Aramis because that was the language that was typically spoken. We learned yesterday, and they had the five were Egel, Dchar, Gdi, Choyte Dal, V'Choyte Asher. Asked the Gemara to Ben Azai, Choyte Dal Lama, why was there a need to have a special chesim for a mitzayra? We discussed when the Mishnah uses the word chayta, it means the mitzayra. The reason it means mitzayra is because we know that someone unfortunately does not become a mitzayra unless they did an aveira. So that's why he's called a mitzayra. The Torah differentiates between the carbon that has to be brought by a mitzayra versus the carbon that has to be brought, a tzayra dal, a person who doesn't have the means, versus the mitzayra who has the meal, but means. Now ask the Gemara, the mitzayra ani, the mitzayra who doesn't have the means, brings one animal, a keves la'osham. The chattas and oila that mitzayra brings are birds. Birds, when you bring a bird for a carbon, you never need to bring nesachim. So it turns out that the Mitzayra Ani could bring the same Nesachim as someone who's bringing a Gedi. And why did they have to create for him a special Chosim? Answers the Gemara, Hayimevi Loigo Imai. Somebody who brings a Gedi for carbon indeed has to bring three Loigan. And that's the amount that the Mitzayra also has to bring with his carbon. But besides that, he also has to bring an extra Loig. Because that extra loig he has to use for putting on his big toe, right thumb. And therefore, he needs to get that extra loig of oil. Since he needs to get the extra loig of oil, that's why he can't rely on the regular chosim of the gdi. Ram, Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, there was no need for chosim for choyte dal, maybe gdi. Because he brings the regular chosim. No, the Gemara's question now is, so Rabbi Azai makes a lot of sense. The Mitzayra Dal is in a unique position. So if the Mitzayra Dal is in this unique position, the Gemara's question is, how can we let him just bring the chosim of a Gedi? Answers the Gemara. What he does is that he just brings the Gedi. And since everybody knows that he's a Mitzayra, then they know he has to add another Loig Shemen, and they'll charge him separately for that Loig Shemen. Ask the Gemara, Nechse Rochel, if you have a sheep that's over a year old, Mahu, what is the shear? We can learn in the Mishnah that the Mishnah says, Gedi, Misham Shenichse Tzoyin Gedoylin, V'Ketanim Zuchar V'Nekevis. So here we learned, maybe it's only speaking about the female, which, what's the halacha about the male? Min ma'ad tanin and gedim misham mishnichtzit tzoy gedoyel v'ketanim zuchar v'nekevis. So from here we see, says the Gemara, that nichtzit rochel akin nichtzit gedim. Says the Gemara, from where do we see this? The Mishnah said a statement, egel misham mishnichtzit boker gedoyel v'ketanim. How do we see that they have the same shear? The ksiv, because the Torah says, kocha, Yeosa, Lashara, Chad, La Oil, Echad, Al Shebek, Sovim, Ezim, L'shar echad lama nemar. What does the Torah have to stress the word l'shar echad? L'shar echad lama nemar. Shlachilik, the Torah wants to teach us that there's no nafkamina, there's no difference. Shlachilik ben nisei egel and nisei shar. It doesn't make a difference if it's a small calf or a large shar. The shear is the same. Shayyeh bedin. Because logically, we could have made an argument. We could have made an argument. Ben at soin ta nesachim, that sheep require nesachim, or ben abakat ta nesachim, and cattle require nesachim. Im et sonu, if we see that the Torah differentiated in the amount of nesachim you have to bring, shechilik ben nechse keves l nechse ayil, that the nechasim of a small sheep is different than the nechasim of a big sheep, I would say, lekach nachloik, we should also differentiate by nechsei egel and nechsei shor, between the nechsim of a small calf to the nechsachim of a large cow. Tamaloima, yos l'shar achad. That's why the Torah has to say, shloichilek, that there is no nafkimina by nechsei egel and nechsei shor, because the halach is, shor ben yoyim ekor shor. An axe, as soon as it's one day old, is considered an axe. And since an axe at one day is already considered an axe, so therefore, the halacha is, since an axe at one day is already considered an axe, that's why there's no reason to differentiate between an eagle and a shar. Oy la'ayil lamanemar continues the brisa to discuss the posuk. The posuk says, oy la'ayil, what do we learn from the word oy la'ayil? Shayibadin. That the Torah differentiated between this nesachim you bring to a one-year-old to a two-year-old. Perhaps we should also differentiate between an animal which is 2 years old and 3 years old. That after it's 1 year old, that they're all treated the same. The Torah already said, "Oy l'zevach l'keves echad." What does the Torah say? "Oy l'seb k'savim," says the Brisa. Shoyu b'din im mitzana shechilik bein nisei keves l'nisei ayil, between a one-year-old and a two-year-old. L'kei nachloik, we should also by a male. L'kach nachloik, we should also differentiate bein nisei kisul l'nisei rochel, by a female, between one-year-old and two-year-old. Tamalaim l'oy l'seb k'savim, they're treated the same way. I be izim lemanemar. Continues the brisa. What did Torah say? I be izim. Aren't izim in the same category as kvasim? Shai b'din im matzanu shechilek. The Torah differentiates benichse kevus lenichse ayil between a small animal and a large animal. Kach nechse benichse gedi lenichse tail. We should differentiate between a young goat and a old goat. Tamalaima I be izim. The Torah comes to teach us hikish katan shebe izim legal shebe tayoshim. All goats are treated the same. Ma zeh b'shlosh shlugim, av zeh b'shlosh shlugim. We learned in the Mishnah, v'shem hayoyim kosev, that they used to write the name of the date of the ticket that was bought. Ask the Gemara, haga ba'atzmecha, so what does it help by writing the name of the date? Shezayik oisayoyim. What did we explain in the Mishnah? We explained in the Mishnah that the reason that people did what they did was because they wanted to speculate with the chesamis. What I mean to say is, with speculate with the chesamis was that they would take they would hope that the price of chesamis would go up, and if the price of chesamis go up, they bought it today for less, and they'll sell it tomorrow or next week for more. They'll be able to make money. So now the question is, so what do you accomplish by doing this? He'll wait for that day of the week. Let's say he'll buy the chesamis this week on Sunday. He'll wait for next week Sunday. Next week Sunday, hopefully he'll think the price of chesamis will go up, and therefore he'll wait for the price of chesamis to go up, and he'll be able to make his profit. So what do you accomplish? Answers the Gemara, besides writing the day of the week, they also wrote Shem Mishmar. We know that every Hayukos of Olav. They also, every week there was a different Mishmar of Kohanim who were in charge in the Beis HaMikdash. So they wrote the name of that Mishmar. Next Sunday, there's going to be a different Mishmar. Ask the Gemara, Hagab Atzmach, Shazayig Oishim Mishmar. So maybe this person is going to wait for that Mishmar. because each Mishmer serves twice a year, and he'll come back at that point. Answers the Gemara, Shem Ayoim, they wrote the name of the day, Shem Shabbos, the name of the week, Shem Chodesh, the name of the month, Hayakosvaleim, and therefore, the likelihood that everything will match up together, and of course, as we mentioned, and that the price also have to go up. Shafila Reutz Lazaik, even if he wants to try to play this kind of trick, Ein Matz Lazaik, it's unlikely to work out, and that's why how we prevent this problem. Said the Mishnah, Shtei Lishkos Hayu B'Mikdash. There were two chambers in the base of Mikdash, and they were right next to each other, and that's why they're mentioned together. Achas Lishkos Chashoyin, one was called the Lishkos Chashoyin, Vaskas Lishkos HaKelim, and one was called the Lishkos HaKelim. What is the Lishkos Chashoyin? Yirechet, people who are Yirei Shemayim, the halacha is, Noisnin L'toichet Stoka B'Chashoy, would put Stoka in there quietly, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the power of Tzedaka is particularly strong when it's done matan b'seiser. V'niyim b'nei tovim, and people who are poor, unfortunately, but they're embarrassed to take tzedaka publicly. People who are poor but embarrassed to take tzedaka publicly, mispanis m'toich v'chashoy, would go in there quietly to get their tzedaka. Lishkos HaKelim, what is the Lishkos HaKelim? Kol mishu snad of keli, anybody who donated a keli to the Beis HaMikdash, Zorch L'Toichai, would throw it into that chamber. Vachsel Shloshim Yoim has a Gizbarim Paiskum Asai. Every 30 days, the Gizbarim would open up that chamber. If there were kelim that were usable for Beda Kabayis, Menichin Asai, they would leave it to use that keli itself. Vashar, other kelim, Nimkarim, would be sold, and they would take the proceeds with the Mayim Neufel and Bedek Abayis would be used in the Hegdish Fund. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi and Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman Havin Parnasin. They were in charge of the Tzedakah Fund in their city. They used to give Rav Chama Avid Rav Shua every week a dinner for Tzedakah, for who Yavle L'chronim. And he would give it to other people. That Rav Zechariah Chasna de Rav Levi, says the Gemara, Rav Zechariah was the son-in-law of Rav Levi. Hakol haya melizin alav. There were people that spread negative rumors about him. Amrim, they would say the loy tzorach, that he's an individual who Baruch Hashem doesn't need tzedaka, v'nosiv, and he's still taking tzedaka min the domach, but after he passed away, batkin v'ashkin, they investigated and they found that the mafleg lechronin, that he used to give all the tzedaka that he took to others. So here we see that what Rav Levi did was that he took tzedaka, even though he really didn't need the tzedaka, to give to others, and it caused that people should speak negatively about him. And the question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss is, somebody allowed to do this? We've learned more than once in our Masechta the concept of Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, how somebody has to be so careful to be above rebuke. And here we see that what he did was something that caused people to think about him. So I saw that the Chashukei Chemet has a long discussion about this subject. And he says that obviously what he did was his meichel al kavod, and the halach is that you're allowed to be meichel on your kavod for tzedaka. And he goes on to explain that even there's a mitzvah that say v'yisav nekim Hashem Yisrael, but he's allowed to be meichel on that mitzvah to say in order to be able to help people get tzedaka, especially since he did it in such a nice way that people thought that he's taking the tzedakah, but it was really being given to people who really need it. The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Mem Vav says, Mem Hevi Adam Atzmai L'dei Chshad, if somebody did something that would cause people to accuse him of acting inappropriately, Yimcha L'chol Chayshadim, he should be meichel all those that accused him, Ki Hu Garm L'atzmai, he really brought it upon himself. And then the Sefer Chassidim says in Simen Tov Reish Chof Gimel, "Maisa beish tzadik echad." There was a story with a tzadik. Shechnis atzma de chshad. that he brought himself to a situation that people should accuse him that he's doing something wrong, kidei lahatzla noshim chait, in order to save other people from doing an avera. He said, I don't care, people accuse me, and the same thing the Sefer Me'il Tzedaka says, that particularly when it comes to the mitzvah tzedaka, where the pasuk says malva Hashem choin and dal, that somebody who is giving tzedaka as if he's lending money kaviyachol to Kadosh Baruch Hu, such a person is a person that is doing the right thing. And therefore, we see here, on one hand, we see from all these places that a person should do the right thing. In fact, he brings a very interesting story from an individual who is known as Rabbi Yosef HaTzadik. Rabbi Yosef HaTzadik was the Rav of Pozna, who was the son-in-law of the Noi de Behuda. And the Noi de Behuda, if we look in the Tshuvas of Noi de Behuda, considered the Noi de Behuda an incredible Talmud Chacham. But there was a very interesting style in his life. Whenever someone would come visit him, he was the Rav of a serious city, of a big city, he was the Rav of a large community. Whenever someone would come visit him, his wife would embarrass him publicly. And no one understood what's going on here. Had their Rav, who's such a great Talmud Chacham, was being constantly embarrassed. When this Rav Yosef was Nifter, and they came, the Chevra Kadisha came to take him to the Levaya, as he was laying in his room, his wife walked in. And his wife said, please, as you now leave the world, she said, please, as you now leave the world, let the world know that everything that I did was because you demanded that I act that way. You wanted that no one should think that you're such a great person. And the way you thought you would be able to accomplish it is by, if every time your wife embarrassed you, nobody knows you better than your wife, so that would prevent you from getting too arrogant. So, and she said, we know, it says, Ezek Sher B'Noshim Oysur Tzan Bala. So we see that I did what you asked me to do. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, Yichelki Imi Shechoyshed in Oysa B'Dover. I should be in the category of an individual that is accused of doing something for anybody. So we see that a person may do things. So what is the shear? What is the rule? When is it mutter? And one is Osir. So he wants to suggest, it depends if there's going to be a gain by doing something that will cause people to accuse you falsely. He says, in our Gemara, for example, there was a gain to the Aniyim. These Aniyim were people who would have normally not taken tzedakah. Because he was willing to give them tzedakah, that's why they got the tzedakah. So he was allowed to do something, even though that would cause people to accuse him falsely. But in a situation where you don't have that, there's no gain, he gives another example. We all remember the story in the Pasuk with Tamar. Where Tamar was ready to be killed, rather to embarrass Yehuda. So again, the halacha is that since there was something to gain, that's why she was allowed to do it. But in a place where there's no gain, we learned in a number of times that the halacha is that you're not allowed to nimtzachem v'secha toy be'en elkim be'odom v'yisim nekim v'ashem v'yisrael. Rechinim ba'papa avamafik mitzvah. He would give tzedakah, and it's interesting. Here we see that when the Gemara uses the word mitzvah, it's talking about tzedakah. When the Gemara uses the word mitzvah, it means, without explaining which mitzvah we're talking about, we are to assume it means tzedakah. Chatzman pogim bei rucha derchaya. He was met by the Shadim. Amlei loikein alfin Rabbi. Have you not taught us loisasik gvul reecha, that the pasuk says that we have to watch our borders, and the day is the time of of people, and the night is the time of the mazikim. So why you now's not the time for you to be going out and giving tzedakah? Amalev loy ken ksiv. Doesn't the pasuk say not the b'seis seyich v'af? That the person who gives tzedakah, particularly if he gives tzedakah, as we've been learning, in a discreet manner, causes that the mazikim should go away. They started to be scared of him, and they started to run away from him. So here we see the issue, the discussion, if one could give tzedakah by night. And Darizal already said that the minig is not to give tzedakah by night, that tzedakah should only be performed by day. Up to the point that I saw that the Masham and the Shas HaTshuvos Masham says that he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden. We know that typically, of course, a Pinyan HaBen is done by day. But let's say the situation is one where the day for the Pinyan HaBen turns out to be on Shabbos. So we know that on Shabbos, one may not perform a Pinyan HaBen. So they want to make the Pinyan HaBen a Matzoi Shabbos. So the Masham, quoting Rabbi Yaakov Emden, this is not the minig that everybody follows, but I'm just showing how far this minig of not giving tzedakah by night went, that the Masham says it one should not conduct a Pidyon HaBen by night, because Pidyon HaBen is also a Maisa Tzedakah, and a Maisa Tzedakah should not, any Maisa Tzedakah should not be done at night. The Paiskim, however, speak about this. I saw that the Sefer Divrei Chaim V'Sholem says that the minig of the Michas Alozer was that when he would donate money by Yisker in memory of whoever he was saying Yisker for, would give that stock of money right away Matzo Yontif, even though it was night. He says, because if this is a debt that I have to pay, I pledged money to tzedakah, and now I have a debt that I have to pay, this rule that you don't give tzedakah by night would not apply. The Shas HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma disagrees, because he says that Al Gemara finds that the Shade was saying to Rechinana, why are you giving tzedakah by night? Maybe it was a nether that he was obligated to give. And if it's a nether that he's obligated to give, why would he have an issue? So he wants to suggest that even a pledge should not be paid at night. The Michas Alozer and the Sefer Divrei Torah also quotes the Divrei Chaim that when he had to give tzedakah by night, he would say that he would specify that he's giving the tzedakah for a specific purpose. And therefore, by saying that he's giving it for that purpose, it was more of a matana. It was a gift versus it was a gift more than a tzedakah, and a gift that we don't find may not be given by night. Furthermore, he says that when we're being strict about giving tzedakah by night, that's only for somebody to start writing checks for tzedakah or seeking out situations to give tzedakah at night, as we just learned in our Gemara. But in a situation where somebody approaches you and asks you for tzedakah, even though he's approaching you by night, the Torah says, there's a minig to give. The Torah is strict that one should not hold back from giving tzedakah when somebody approaches him for tzedakah. You have no right not to give the tzedakah, and that's why under those circumstances you may give the tzedakah. The Shas HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, Chela Gimel Samen Lamed Beis, brings from the Chasam Sofer that he would give tzedakah before every davening. The pasuk says, "V'nibet tzedek echaze panecha." The proper way to approach a tefillah is by giving tzedakah. And he says, again, if to go seek out an oni at night, that you're not supposed to do. But in a situation where you're giving tzedakah, because before that, it's like when he compares it to what we just discussed. He compares it to when an oni approaches you. We just said that when an oni approaches you, you're allowed to give him tzedakah. And that's the same. If before you're davening, the right thing to do is give tzedakah, you're allowed to do it even before Ma'ariv. I saw that the Lubavitcher Rebbe brings a minig from a sefer that every night after Sfira, once after counting the Sfira's Omer, he should give some money for tzedakah. And again, since I think the explanation in that minig is that since it's given as for a specific purpose, then you're allowed to give even tzedakah at night. Rav Avadya Yosef discusses this issue also in a tshuva in Chelik Tes Yerideya Siman Tes Vav. He says many times he's giving a shir at night, and as he completes the shir, there are people who come to make a collection for tzedakah. He says, under those circumstances, certainly tzedakah may be given. If we're not going to give the tzedakah at that point, then that's when there's a large group of people that came to hear a shir, and it's a great opportunity for them to be able to collect tzedakah. And certainly, when there's a special need for tzedakah, if they're coming for a specific purpose that really requires payment right away, the halacha is that you should give tzedakah. And I saw that the Sheil Satshuvas Yavrich Vivarech David, Chelik Beis Simenkov Samach, says that there are people that have a minig that next to their bed they have a pushka, and every night before they go to sleep, they put some money into it. We're learning now that you're not supposed to give tzedakah. So he takes the opposite at night. He takes the opposite approach of what we've been discussing. His approach is that when you're giving tzedakah to the ani, to the poor person directly in his hand, so that you're not supposed to do at night. But here, you're putting money into the pushka. The pushka is not yet, the tzedakah has not yet reached those who need the tzedakah. And then you're allowed to give the tzedakah by night. Amar Rav Yoina. The pasuk says, Ashrim and Tehillim, Ashrim Maskel Alda, Ashrim Noisel Adal Enksiv Kan. The pasuk doesn't use the words nois and gives to the poor people. It says Maskel Adal, El Maskel, Ashrim Maskel Adal. What does that mean? Zeshu Mestakel B'mitzah Hechla Soisoi. He thinks about what's the best way to give the tzedakah. And Marek gives an illustration. Ketzer Hayyar Rioina Oysa. What did Rabbi Yoina himself do when it came to giving tzedakah? When he saw there's a poor person who came from a distinguished family, then Nebuch lost his money. He would approach that ani and tell him, I heard that you are going to get a very large inheritance from elsewhere. So he would tell to him, to. So now you don't have the money available. He says, take it from me, vat pareya, and you'll pay me back when you can. Min the havenosif, once he gave him the money, hava amalei metanaloch, he would tell him, this is a gift to you. In other words, he came up with a way that this person would not feel as if he's taking tzedakah. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer, Agodas Aliyah, explains, what does it mean when he said, Tul Vat Pereya, that he said to him that, Tumos, and take the money, pay up whoever you owe money to, and then, Tul, take Vat Pereya, and you'll pay up whoever you money, and I won't ask you back. Chibar Ad is having seven b'meim. In the time of Chibar Abba, there were old people. Man da have a yavlahan. When they gave him tzedakah, Mimbein Rei Shatel Tzoyin Rabba, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Chav Nazvin, they would agree to take tzedakah. Mimbosakein, after that time of the year, Loyav Nazvin, they refused to take tzedakah. Amra, at that point of the year, they said, the Shatin Gabon, it's already too late. Whatever is supposed to happen, whatever we're supposed to have this year, we're already getting. There's no point. So there's many pshatim why they only took tzedakah for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. One pshat is, the Gemara says, Kol mezonos shel adam ketzuv loy Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Whatever person is going to earn this year is going to be decided between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So therefore, at this point, when it's between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the amount that they have to have for panosa this year was not yet decided. So therefore, they're allowed to take tzedakah. But after Yom Kippur, where the amount that they're supposed to have this year was already decided, now at this point they're not taking any more tzedakah, because now whatever they're going to get, whatever they're supposed to get, they'll get anyway. Another pshat that I saw is that we know the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Those are the days that all of us are trying to do mitzvahs, that we should have schus as we enter Yom Kippur. So they were willing to take tzedakah from people during those 10 days to help the people who gave them tzedakah be able to give him the tzedakah, to have the schus of giving tzedakah. Along the same line, I saw pshat, that many times a person gives tzedakah, but he doesn't really give it with his whole heart. But they were confident during those 10 days, people are going to give tzedakah with their whole heart, because it's the time of the year where everybody's looking for schusim. And since it's that time of the year that everybody's looking for schusim, they're giving the tzedakah with their whole heart, and therefore they're giving it with their whole heart. They were willing to accept it. They were willing to accept the tzedakah. Along the same lines, I saw that even though our Gemara says that tzaddikim are written down on Rosh Hashanah, nechtovim v'nechtovim l'alta l'chayim, they were considering themselves beinanim. And beinanim, they felt, don't have everything inscribed until Yom Kippur. So the way that they were showing that they are beinanim is that they took tzedakah and they were saying, we don't think that we are tzaddikim. Nachami Isichin Pogba Yushami Echot. Yushami met Nachami Isichin. Amalei, Zachemi, Hadot Hanagoilus. Give me this chicken to eat. In those days, chicken was more of a delicacy. Chicken was more expensive than meat. Amalei, Holochot Tamisa de Kupot. He gave him enough money to buy meat, not chicken. Zavon Kupat, so he bought meat, and he wasn't accustomed to eating meat. Vachlamis, and he ate it, and he passed away. Vayitzaveich v'omer, and Nechemya would go around crying and saying, "Bo v'sifta l'aruga shel Nechemya." Let's say a hesped for this person that I killed, because I should have known to give him. He's used to eating chicken. I should have given what he says. So the Mefarshim asks that the Gemara Masechta Ksubis Daf Samach Zayin Amabeis teaches us that we have to give to the Oni Dei Machsorei Ashiachsaloi. And if he's accustomed to having a fancy lifestyle, he has to give him. So why over here didn't he give him? So the Sefer Yifei Mara explains there's a difference between a Yochid and a Tzibur. The Tzibur that has to support poor people, have to support them to the degree that they could afford, that they're accustomed to living. But here we're talking about a yachid. A yachid doesn't have to give another yachid tzedakah to that degree. Another pshat that I saw that God Saliyot Teretz explains is there's a difference if somebody is accustomed to a high standard of living because that's the way he was raised. He didn't choose to live that way. He was raised that way. And because he was raised that way, now we can't have a complaint to him if he lives on a high lifestyle. And therefore, if that's what he's used to, we have to support it. But somebody who wasn't brought up that way, and now he started living that lifestyle, and that we're not obligated to support that lifestyle. Nochem Ishkamzo Yemelech Doron Beis Chamav. Nochem Ishkamzo was once carrying a gift to his father-in-law's home. Pogam Mukim Shchin Echad, a person who wasn't well met him, who was poor. Amalei Zechemi Mad Iskabach, please give me tzedakah from what you have. Amalei Michser, I'm on the way to my father-in-law's home. When I come back, I'll give you the tzedakah that you need. Chazar. So when he came back for Eshkrimes, he already found that this person had passed away. Amle Lekable, so Nochem Ishkamzu said as he was standing next to this person who had passed away, Einei Dechaminach V'loyaz Melach, my eyes who saw you and did not give you the tzedakah that you needed, Yistaman, should become blind. Yodai, the Loy Pashta Metenloch, my hands that did not stretch out to give you the tzedakah that you so deserved, Yiskaton, should be cut off. Raglai, the Loy Rotel Metenloch, my feet that didn't run to give you the tzedakah, Yitbrun, should be broken. Or Matzei Kain, and everything that he asked for happened. So the question is, why didn't Nochem Ishkamzu give him the tzedakah at the beginning? So the Pasha Peshat is it wasn't his. It belonged to his father-in-law. And he didn't realize, and therefore he felt that I can't just go give this these things to this Ani. I don't own them. But then he realized that he did the wrong thing. But when it comes, because when it comes to tzedakah, you don't have to, you have no right. You have to give, you have no idea how desperately this person may need the tzedakah. And since you don't know how desperately the person needs tzedakah, then you should do what you have to do, and then you'll figure it out with your father-in-law. Of course, the Mashal explains, this entire statement that Nochem Ishkamzu made is not something that we normally can make. It's the only tzaddikim take upon themselves Yisurim in this world that they should have Olam Haba. This is not the type of statement that all of us make. So Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva came to visit Nochem Ishkamzu. And he said, oh, how terrible it is that I see you in such a situation. So Nochem said to him, Eilish ain't any roya subakach. You're the one that's the Rachmanus. You're cursing me and saying that halavai I look this way. Accepting Yisurim in this world, like we just quoted the Mashah, is such a powerful tool. Rabbi Rabba have Rabbi de Bray. Rabbi Rabba was the Rebbe of his son, was Chatzaginor, was a person who was blind. And Rav Oshia, out of respect to him, would eat with him every day. Chatzman Havalei Orchin. And one day Rav Oshia had guest, and therefore he didn't come to eat together with this blind Rebbe. Ramsa Salklebe. So the day meal he didn't join him for. The night he came to eat with him. Amalei Lo Yichas Marilai. Please don't get angry at me. Begin the Havalei Orchin Yomidein. Since I had guest today, Amris, the Leilavuza B'yukri D'mara B'yamidein. I was concerned that you shouldn't be embarrassed, that if you'll eat together with me and they'll realize that you rely on me for Panasa, it will be very embarrassing. So therefore, don't be upset that I didn't come to eat with you like I do every day. Begin Kain L'chalz M'ari Yamidein. V'amalei At Piyasta. You try to appease Lamanda Mischami Vlechami, somebody who can be seen but doesn't seem. Dein the Chami Vle Mischamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sees us but we can't see him, Yekabel Piyusach should indeed accept what you just said. Amalei Hadom Noloch. So Ravoshi said to him, where do you know how to say this powerful statement? In other words, he realized that this person wasn't in such a madrega that he could be able to figure out to say something so powerful and beautiful. Amalei, so he said to him, I learned it from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, all chad sagin no lekarte. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there was somebody who was blind, came to a city. Yosef le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'ramine. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would always sit below him. The yemrim, that people will say, the luli that have about Nash Rabba, if not for the fact that this person was a great individual, Lo Yosef Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov l'ramine, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would never sit below him. And once everybody started saying that he must be such a great person, because we see that he this where Rabbi Elazar sits, everybody started giving him tzedakah. Amla man hochen, so he said, so this person asked, why is everybody giving me all this covet? Amalei, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Yosel Raminach. If Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sits below you, it must be that you're a great person. So when he saw what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov did on his behalf, but Tzolei Hatzalusa, so he davened on his behalf. What was the tefillah he said? Ato gemalta chesed l'manda suchami v'leichami. You did chesed for somebody who can be seen but doesn't see. Then the Chami V'lai Mischami, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sees but can't be seen, Yigmo Yosef Chesed should do Chesed for you. So here we see the power of Tefillah. And for here we see that a person should do everything to help that somebody else should be able to daven. Dilma, says the Gemara, Rav Chanina V'Rav Hoshi Rabba, Hamatan B'Ilei Knishtan Delot. There was a story where they were traveling in Lod. Amar Rav Chama b'chana l'Rabbeisha. Kama mamon shikvu avoysei kan. How much money was spent by our forefathers here, by forefathers to make here shuls? Amar le kama nefashis shikvu avoysei kan. Your forefathers buried people here. Lo'ev espenei nishto ilam b'raisa. Weren't there people who needed to learn Torah? And that becomes, when giving tzedakah, for loim de Torah supersedes building, fancy building. Says the Gemara, Ravu and Ovid Ilan Tare, Ravu built these fancy gates, the Sidra Rabbah for the shul. Us Ramona Labagabe, Ramona came to see him, Amle Chamei Mayavaditis, and he wanted to show off, look at these beautiful things that I built. Amle, the Pasuk says, V'yishkach Yisrael O'Seyu, V'yivin Echolus. Giving money for Loim De Torah is more important. So here we're learning in our Gemara how important it is that when it comes to giving tzedakah for Loim De Torah comes first. I saw that Rebbe Pravatsky Shlita quotes the Panovich Rav, that the Panovich Rav says that he spent so much time and effort trying to build his yeshiva. He says that it's not just that I spent my time and my effort in building yeshiva, but I gave my life to build yeshiva. Kamen nefasha shikukan. When we see somebody who built a yeshiva, he used to say, we have to look at it that it's not just that he spent effort in building yeshiva. He gave up his life to build a yeshiva, and that's something that must be appreciated. The Shalos Hatshuvos Maharam Rattenberg, an Ois Tuf Reis Tzadik Hei, says that if somebody gives tzedakah and he didn't designate what he's giving tzedakah for, and there are two needs. They need neiros for the Beis HaKnesses, they need to pay the electricity bill in the shul, or there are cholim, there are sick people who need tzedakah. Who should you give tzedakah first to? He says that you should always give the tzedakah to people. And you should give the tzedakah to the sick people who need the tzedakah before you give the tzedakah for fancy buildings or etc. I saw that Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein speak here in his Sefer Cheshukei Chemed discusses a very interesting shaila. He says, we know that the Torah, when it speaks about Simchas Yontif, stresses the Samach Tofnei Hashem Lekecha Ato Vincha Vitecha V'Avdecha V'Masecha V'Alevi Shebesherecha V'Ager V'Yosef V'Almona Shebekebecha. The Torah goes out of its way to single out that we have to, when we have to be Mesameich people on Yontif, we have to be Mesameich people who need tzedakah, who are in a bad place. And he discusses that there may be a situation where a person should push off starting his own Seder. He should push off starting off his own Seder in order to go to someone's home who needs them to help make the Seder versus making his Seder, even though we know the halach is, we learned in the Masech HaPsachim, that once you make the Seder right away, still, here he should do whatever he can to help people who need help. And he quotes there an incredible story. He says, in one of the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, there was a woman who was Nebuch and Almana, whose job was to work in the kitchen, and she came by the meals, and she would leave, she would take care of all the serving the Bachrim their food, and then cleaning up the kitchen. This woman had children at home, young children at home, and she had an issue what to do with those children as she was working in the yeshiva. And she used to bring the children to yeshiva. It was very difficult, particularly at night when they were supposed to go to sleep. So the Bachrim, the yeshiva, decided amongst themselves that in order to help this woman, they'll take on her job. They'll take on the job of everybody will have a rotation when they'll serve the other boys the food, and they'll have a rotation when to clean up the dining room and the kitchen, that she shouldn't have to come to the yeshiva, she could stay home with her family, but still get the salary that she was supposed to get. The Mashgiach, and this was of course not done on the time when they were supposed to be in the Beis Medrash learning. The Mashgiach of the yeshiva was not so comfortable with what the boys were doing. They said the boys are in yeshiva to learn, they're not in yeshiva to work in the kitchen. And they decided, he decided that he would go ask Rav Shach Zatzal, what is the right thing to do? Should he go and do this? Should they continue the system? Or they have to get a worker? Not that the boys should be doing it. So when he came into Rav Shach's home, Rav Shach was so excited when he heard the way these boys act. He says, I want to meet these bacharim. He says, I want to meet these yeshiva bacharim. He says, I want to give each one of them a kiss. What they're doing is fantastic. Not only that, as the Rav Shach Zatzal finished his discussion with this mashgiach, as the mashgiach was walking out, he reminded him, please remember to send those bacharim to me. I owe them a kiss. I need to show to these bacharim what it means, how great what they're doing is with the Torah that they're learning. Not only are they learning Torah, but they're also helping other people. Should do, that's the kind of life that I want to see. And that's the Halacha Lemaisa. The Havat Zion says that a person should rather give tzedakah to poor people than to do any other tzedakah with it. There are discussions in the Paiskim if what is the order, what is the right order, what is the right priorities in giving tzedakah. The big question that the Paiskim discuss is maybe building a mikveh. Rav Moshe has a discussion that maybe building a mikveh, there could be a difference if the mikveh is a mikveh in a place where there are no mikvahs versus in a place where there are mikvahs. However, as much as we've been discussing that building a shul takes second to supporting Lom de Torah comes first. However, in a situation where building a nice shul will cause people to come to Davin that maybe wouldn't have come to Davin otherwise, or it will cause that people will, in general, do and those people will maybe ultimately start supporting Lom de Torah, maybe then there is a specific purpose in building a shul. Tani, if we have the shkolim that we've been getting the mesechta, that's the kachem mizbeach. We could buy kachem bedek abayis from them. We could take, in other words, that if there's not enough money from the shkolim, we could take kachem bedek abayis and use it for that purpose. However, ain't kachem bedek abayis metzinas royal lemekachem mizbeach. We can't take money from the shkolim and use it for bedek abayis. Ask the Gemara, Bavatanin, and haven't we learned in our Mishnah, Kli shenimtza by tzarech lebedek abayis minichan oisoi, v'shanim karim v'demeim noifin lebedek abayis, means that it goes to bedek abayis and not to the mizbeach. And if we're saying, the Mishnah should have said that it could go either way. Amrav Chizkia, Kinem Asnisen, our Mishnah says it goes to the Lishkos bedek abayis. That's where those proceeds should go. Now sometimes the money from the Lishkos bedek abayis will go further into the Kachem Mizbeach as needed. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Asher Shofetz, there were 13 pushkas, Shalosh Asher Shulchanos, and there were 13 tables, Shalosh Asher Hashtachavoyos, there were 13 places where they bowed down in the Beis HaMikdash. And everything will be explained in the Mishnah. Shabbos Rav Gamliel, the Shabbos Rav Chananya Suganik Arnim, HaMishtachim Ba'ach Ba'asrei. They bowed down not just at 13 spots, but at 14. The Heichan Oysi Yisera, where was the extra place where they bowed down? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Kenegadira Eitzim. There was a place where they kept the wood, and they bowed down to that place as well. Because Shekain Mesaris B'yodon, they had a tradition, Mavaseim Sheshama Aron Nignas, that the Aron was there. And since the Aron was there, it only makes sense that that's where they should bow down. Says the Gemara, Mais B'koinechet Shem Masasik, he was not acting with the proper derecherets in the Azara. V'ro'as HaRitzbah Shem Meshunah B'chever Seha. He saw one spot in the Azara that wasn't as level with everywhere else. Bava Amal HaChaveri, he came and told his friends, L'hispeg Ligmas Adovin, he couldn't finish what he had to say, Ach Yotzo D'Shmaso, until he passed away, V'yod B'yichud, and they recognized Sheshama Aron Gornos. It must be because that's where the Aron was buried. Tani, Hashayfas Halalu, these pushkas, Akumas Hayu, they weren't straight. Tsaras Mamana, they were narrow on top, Rechavas Mamatan, and wide on the bottom, Neramoim. People who were dishonest, that's the way we could be sure that they won't stick their hand in and take something that doesn't belong to them. Tana B'Shem Rav Elazar, Ha'oren Golem L'Bavel. The Oren went along with them to the Golas. My Tama, the pasuk says, "Livasa dover am Hashem, shein dover ela dibris l'toychei." The luchais were with them. Mikano Omer l'tshuvas Hashana. The pasuk says, "Shalach melchon v'chanetzav iver be'alav ala em kli chemdes beis Hashem." What was the kli chemdes beis Hashem? Ha'orin, because the Torah says regarding the pasuk says regarding Torah, "Hanagmadim uzavim pasrav." Shimon Lakish Omer mukaymai. The Aron wasn't taken to Golus, it remained in the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'udu d'ksiv, v'yirichu abadim, v'yiro rosh abadim in arm al-pnei advir, v'lo yiro chutza, ad ha'yoyim hazeh. It's there till this day. But ask the Gemara. First it says, v'yiro, that they were able to see the sticks that they had on the side of the Aron. At Amrit, and then the pasuk says, v'lo yiro, that they could not be seen. Elan nirin v'loy nirin. They were visible, but not that visible. Both of yotz kishnei dadi isha. They protruded like the breast of a woman. Rabbanon Amri, belishkas dira eitzamay aron gonus. The aron was left in the place of where they kept the wood. And in fact, the Gemara says, ma'is b'koinech ba'amum, shoya oymid unfatzel eitzim, belishkas dira eitzim, v'ras etzba shi mishtanam mechavrasa wasn't level, bov amal chavera. It's not level. They knew that that's where the Aron must be buried. Tanner of Aisha, Hikishla Bekurnas, he knocked with a hammer, and a fire jumped out from the spot where the Aron was, and it consumed him because he should have treated the Aron with the proper respect.